Control of Congress after winning one of two Senate runoffs in the state of Georgia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Raphael Warnock beat incumbent Republican Kelly Loeffler to become Georgia's first black senator. It's too early to call the other race, where John Ossoff had a small lead on David Perdue. If Ossoff wins, Democrats will control both the House and Senate, a stinging rebuke to President Trump, who was in Georgia 2 days ago urging Republicans to turn out, while at the same time repeating unfounded claims that the elections are rigged. At the Capitol this morning,
do you think the president's rhetoric costs you that race?
Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell had nothing to say, but fellow Republican Mitt Romney did.
Telling the voters that the election is rigged is not a great way to turn out your voters.
Congress's top two Democrats are declaring victory in both races, though President-elect Biden is holding off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Supporters of President Trump gather in Washington to voice opposition to the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Vice President Pence will preside as a joint session of Congress meets to count the Electoral College votes and formalize Joe Biden's win. It's a largely ceremonial role. Open the electoral vote certificates from each state and later do what then Vice President Biden did 4 years ago.
Donald Trump of New York has received, for President of the United States, 304 votes.
Announced the winner, but the president's urging Pence to use power he doesn't actually have, pressuring him to undo the will of voters in some battleground states. The president tweeted this morning, "Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage. It's actually up to the House and Senate to voice objections, and more than 100 Republicans are expected to, forcing votes in the two chambers that'll most certainly fail." Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union